Well, viewers, we're back again.
Nick, I'm not to keep on reminding you, they are not viewers.
Chris, they
by
are.
By definition. I think I'll go outside and I'll get a dictionary in.
No, yes. No, there'll always be viewers to me, man. We're going to go visual.
Well, you said that last time, but that doesn't deny the fact that in a dictionary, the word viewer means you can see them.
Don't you think you're splitting hairs?
A regarde.
Don't you think you're splitting hairs?
Nor rabbits either.
No?
No.
Or brownies.
Or Britney's. No, no.
Pass me a new one.
Sorry, I stopped your introduction. Please.
You introduce it. Go on, you do this.
I don't know how to do introductions.
Yes, you do. Go on.
Good evening, listeners. This is Chris here. I'm introducing to you Nick. Hi, Nick. Say hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Also, with special guest appearance, we've got Kat. Say hi, Kat.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, she didn't say hi, Kat.
No.
Because, you know, that begs the question, what's a low cat? You know, think about it.
One with no legs?
Could be. A bit like one of those sausage dogs.
Yeah.
That's a low dog.
That would be a low dog.
But what would be a high cat?
Would that be like a low loader? Yeah?
No, a high cat. A cat on LSD or something.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Cat doing a bit of blow.
Yeah, could do that.
Yeah.
Fun and go. Anyway, it's your show. Continue.
I will.
Good.
Anyway, hello, viewers.
Hello.
I think we're going to keep the viewer bit in, definitely. Because I don't...
I'm giving that arguing the toss now.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go, hello, listeners, then.
That's better.
Do you think that's better?
That's completely accurate.
Okie dokie. Right. Well, welcome back. This, again, is another brand new show of the Nick Elliott podcast show, of which we're going to spend another 20 minutes talking absolute nonsense. But in saying that, there will be a factual part involved in it.
Will there?
Yeah, because we've been talking off mic about films.
I'm not doing that joke again. About films, yeah.
About films.
Films.
Because you're spending a couple of days of the weekend, you're going to the cinema.
Well, because I'm that old, Nick. I can now, by definition, I can go into what's called the silver screening, okay?
Right.
And that means for opes, right? And for £5.20, you get to see the film, you get a raffle ticket, and you get a cup of tea or coffee thrown in, and the cinema has got these reclining seats.
Sleets
and seats.
Okay,
yeah,
lovely.
Yeah. And it's great, because all you hear are people snoring. It's fantastic. Everyone drops off.
Really?
They're all lopes in there.
Well, I've got to interrupt you and ask, what's the prize in the raffle? Food or plum?
That's very funny.
Touché. No, you can either win a free ticket, if you're lucky, that's the first prize.
Right.
To the admission for another film, or you get a bag of sweets.
Oh, okay.
Now, the first time I went, I won a free ticket.
Right.
I've never won anything since.
But if it's for OAPs,
yeah.
Why are they giving away a bag of sweets if the chances are most of the people in the audience are going to be minus a few teeth?
Well, they suck them, don't they?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't need teeth.
Does that go on in the back row?
It does. I sit nowhere near it.
No.
Too much sucking going on.
Really?
Yeah, it disturbs me.
Does it really?
I'm trying to concentrate on the film, Nick.
Back row sucking?
Yeah.
Disturbs you?
It does.
Okay.
Particularly when they're sort of 70 plus,
you know. Okay.
Not a pretty sight.
Yeah, stinking the piss, all that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Tip up your own blanket.
That's the one.
And a thermos.
Yes. Your own bag. Your own bottle.
So this is you're a regular visitor to the cinema.
Well, if the films are good, and last week, for example, I watched a film called Disclosure Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to put any spoilers out there for people.
Okay.
But it is fantastic. It's the latest Steven Spielberg film.
Right.
All about aliens and what have you. That sort of vibe, science fiction.
Okay.
And it is so fantastically shot. Special effects on it are marvellous. And you don't get to see the aliens until the very end. And they are somewhat underwhelming, shall we say. You know, they're not really exciting looking, let's put it that way.
So we are talking about the Labour government, yeah?
We are, in many, many ways.
Yeah?
Yeah, other governments are available.
Not that he's won any of them.
Well, that's for you to say.
Mr. Starmer.
I couldn't possibly comment. Mr. Starmer is no more, would be no more.
Thank goodness for that.
What do you think?
Hey, what a performing chimp. I think he ought to stick to making ads for PG Tips.
He speaks highly of you as well.
I know
Nick.
He does. I know he does. I spoke personally to the bloke, and he's, I speak very highly of you, Nick.
Pardon?
That's what he thought.
Does he?
That's what he said.
Oh, well. Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yes, this film was very good, and I'm going to one next week as well.
Is this something that you've just started to do?
I've always enjoyed the cinema experience, as they say.
Okay, are we back on the sucking in the back row?
Well, I avoid that, as I say, okay. At all costs, so I'll get somewhere near the middle of the front.
Right.
Don't hear it then.
Okay.
But generally, if the film's going to entertain me, it's got to be science fiction, it's got to be horror, or it's got to be historical.
Really?
Now, they're my three genres.
Do you know, they're three genres that I would never go near.
So what would you go near then?
I'm a big Western fan.
See, I don't like Westerns.
Big Western fan. I like a bit of war films.
Yeah.
I like films based on true story. Mm. Factual films, you know. Yeah, that's it, really. I'm not a sci-fi fan, not at all.
It's no...
Although I did Close Encounters and the Usual Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not a lover. Star Wars, I watched the first one. The rest of them just got right at me.
Yeah, I didn't like Star Wars particularly.
Horror, definitely. I don't bother with that.
Who?
Horror.
Oh, horror.
Yeah.
Horror, sorry.
Yeah, don't bother with that at all.
Oh, I love it. I love a bit of horror.
No, can't be doing with that.
Especially the old sort of... I love the 50s, 60s Hammer horrors.
Oh, really?
They're so bad, they're brilliant.
Oh, stone me.
They're brilliant. You know, you see... If there's a film with a bat in it, you see something... Well, you don't see the person. You see the bat suspended by string.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the set builds were a bit rank, weren't they?
I sat there killing myself in laughing at a horror film.
Terrible things. What about you, Kat?
I love sci-fi. What else do I like? I like historical, and I like anything involving murder.
Okay. Yeah. What do we think of that, Chris?
Well, 2 out of 3. I agree.
Yeah.
Horrors, yeah. But not horrors. Murders, I'll take them or leave them, you know. But the other two you mentioned, definitely. Well in there.
Okay. No, not bothered about that. I don't like anything period. You know, Mr. Darcy and all that shit.
Mr. Darcy.
Can't be doing with that. No. Anything that... I always think is a bit of a cop-out, really, because the story's already written, isn't it?
Well, yes.
You know, so all they do is just sling on a few old clothes, you know, strut about a bit.
That's your considered opinion, is
indeed.
It?
Indeed. Yeah, you know, that's the way forward for making a period drama or feature film.
There was a TV, I know we're going off topic here, TV programme many years ago called Brideshead Revisited.
Cool.
Oh, I love that.
I loved it.
Hated it.
Every week tuned into that.
Did you really?
Yeah, I loved Stone it. I just me. Loved the portrayal. I like Sebastian in that. Do you remember Sebastian?
Vaguely, but I just remember I liked the guy with the teddy bear.
Yeah, that was Sebastian.
I liked the costumes they wore.
Yeah.
I thought it was really lovely. Sebastian, easy watch.
Mm. Sebastian was the undergraduate from a rich family who went off to university.
Right.
And he had his teddy bear, Aloysius, I think it was. I think it was his teddy bear. And all the misadventures he got up to as well, ended up going to some, I don't know, some Turkish place with all down and outs, you know. And then there was his mate, Charles, who became an officer in the First World War, I think it was. Fantastic story.
No, didn't bother with that.
Yeah.
Anything like that, I don't go near. Just can't be doing with it. I find them wickedly depressing. I do. You know, all these kind of Jane Eyre bollocks and that stuff. And, oh, no.
So all that teaching we've done, Kat, about the greats in our English Lit lessons would be dismissed by Mrs. Nicholas Elliott.
Oh, yeah, of course.
As bollocks.
Yeah.
I think I seem to register that opinion during the period of listening to it.
Well, mind you, you probably get a grade E for writing that down.
What, do you think?
Yeah, expressing your opinion. Give him a grade, he's passed. You get 5% for writing your name down.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Christ, don't let's get into that, man. No, 11 no, plus, no, dear no, oh dear. No. That's all I managed.
Exactly. Well, no, you're doing yourself down there, Nick.
No, I did. In the 11 plus paper, that was all I managed, my name at the top of it.
Yeah.
I looked at it, thought, whoa, no, I'm not in this. No. That's it.
I didn't even know I was doing 11 plus.
Really?
All I knew was I failed it.
No, I failed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. Like I said, I didn't answer one question. I just sat there for 2 hours.
Fair enough. Passed the time of day, didn't
it? It did, yeah. Yeah, and it was a morning gig, so yeah. You were looking forward to lunch.
That's it.
You know, or dinner, as we used to call it then.
Dinner, school dinners.
Proper time.
Delicious.
Proper title, proper time. So what are you off to see this week?
I can't remember its name. I've been trying to get it to the front of my mind. It's about a tank in a world war. Not Thomas the Tank Engine, anything like that.
Is it the First World War?
In the First World War, and its role in Passchendaele, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
It's very good.
Based on true story?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. I'd be interested in that.
Yeah. So it's not in my booklet, unfortunately.
Well, I had quite a pleasant experience. Was it last month, I think it was?
What did you do?
Well, I was invited to the Romford Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
For the film that I had as lead role in, Diamond Dogs, which, we actually screened it, and a full cinema screen. At the Romford Film Festival, and they invited quite a few of us along. We went, me and one of the directors and co-writer Andy Blythe from A-Turn Films, and also the guy that masterminded the whole thing, the whole project, Chris Smith from TV Bandits. And we did a Q&A, and they screened the film on a full screen. It was a really good night. It was really, really good. And it went down a storm. It really did. People really liked the film, and the whole thing was just a great experience, great night. It really was. Yeah. Romford is probably not that great, and the drive there. But apart from that, the whole experience was really good.
Marvellous.
Yeah, it was a really, really good night. But we're going to talk about tunes, are we?
Tunes.
A bit of music.
Oh, yeah, like we did a couple of shows ago. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, well, we'll get back get back to that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But we've got a bit of a phone-in, a live phone-in with a quiz.
Have we?
Yeah, tonight.
Wow.
It's going to be, we're going to have Annie Brooks, my PA in the UK here, on the line in a few minutes. And she's going to set us a quiz.
Oh, we're going to do the quiz.
Sorry?
We've got to do the quiz.
We're going to answer the quiz.
Wow.
The questions.
Wow.
That's the plan.
Is it?
Yeah. It is based around, there's a bit of a play because it's for as a period, so we're going to, I think there's a few kind of World Cup questions in it.
Oh, blimey.
And because the show, really, these three or four shows are dedicated to the period of 60s and 70s music as it's our favourite.
Yeah.
I think she's going to set a few questions around that kind of period.
Which reminds me, Nick, last time we did this, a year or two ago, you promised me a trophy.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I?
For winning. Yeah, I never got it.
Did I promise you a trophy? In fact, there's the phone now.
Oh, marvellous.
Hello, Mrs. Brooks.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
We're very well, thanks. We've got the young Chris Moore and Kat McKenzie sitting here.
Very nice too.
So we're we were talking films actually a few minutes ago, and I've just introduced the fact that you're going to ring in with a quiz. And Chris was very interested to see what kind of period we're talking about, and I thought that it was around about the 60s, 70s time, and then he gets on to me because apparently I promised him a trophy from when he won last time.
Oh, well, there is a trophy here.
Is there?
Who's going to win it? This is the question.
It depends how bloody difficult they were, because they were last time.
Well, I think I got two and you got one. Hi, Annie, by the way.
Hello, Chris. Hello. Hope you're well.
Say hello,
I'm
Kat.
Very well.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Kat. Hope you're good too.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
So what have you been doing with your day?
Well, I went out to get some peanuts for me humbugs, but I ended up having walked into Mango Day. Well, that's what I thought it was, Mango Day, but it turns out it's Mando Day, Mandalorian Day down at the Space Centre, and I was covered to all over with Mandalorians and Star Wars people.
What are Mandalorians?
You know.
Yeah, you know.
Do I?
Yeah.
People from Manchester.
Yeah.
Oh, them little geezers dressed badly. Is that who you're on about? Got it.
Yeah, well, I'll post a picture, as you'll be able to see. And then I put myself next door and had to go on a choo-choo little train.
Oh, top job.
So I've been out enjoying myself and come back, and I've been watching the qualifying round of the British Grand Prix.
How's my man Lewis doing?
No.
No?
He didn't do very well.
Don't worry about it. He'll sort it out overnight.
Overnight, hopefully.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, tell us about our quiz.
Yes, your quiz this time is...
Hang on, I'm going to make a note.
Hang on, Chris is making a note.
Right, carry on.
It's a 60s quiz, boys.
60s quiz? 60s
quiz. And it's a variety of subjects.
Okay.
Next time we go on, it will be the 70s. So don't worry about those answers in your little brains right now.
Okay.
How do you want to do this? Is it a three-way split or a two-way split?
I've just been told it's a two-way.
Okay, so we've got Nick's team.
I've just been told it's a one way. So
one way, what? Just Chris on his own.
Just no, Chris. I'm out the frame.
No, I'm fairly confident.
Oh, good. Well, it works like this. There is 12 questions. Right?
Okay.
And if it's a draw, I have a tiebreaker question.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it works. Have you got a coin that you can toss to see who goes first?
No, Chris will go first.
No? All right, then. Well, if you get the question correct, it's 2 points straight away. Ooh. If you get it wrong, it moves to the other person and they've got a chance of getting a point.
Right, you're adding up, are you?
I am. I've got a tally chart in front of me.
Okay.
Are you ready, then?
We're ready.
We're ready. Yes, I'm ready. Far away.
Question number one. Are you ready?
Yes.
World Cup 1966. Oh.
Yep.
Who scored for England other than Jeff Hurst's hat-trick? Who was the other person that scored a goal? Jeff Hurst got a hat-trick.
Yeah, I know.
Score was 4-2.
I know that.
Go on, then.
It's Martin Peters.
Yes, what was his name?
Martin Peters.
Correct. Well done. 2 points, Chris.
Thank you.
Very well done. Did you know that, Nick?
Yeah.
Parking meters.
Did you?
Indeed.
Okay, then. Moving over to number 17, then. Right. Nick. Staying on the World Cup of 66, what colour socks did England wear on the day?
Red.
Correct. Do, do, do. 2 points all.
I knew that as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was going to give you a multiple choice and then I thought, no, I'm going to just go straight in there. Right then, Chris, this is up your street. Woodstock in the summer of love, 1969.
Yes.
Who headlined on the Saturday night?
Wow. Jimi Hendrix?
No, he played a morning session.
Did he?
Yeah.
He was on the Sunday.
Joan Baez?
I think I'm going to have to offer it.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Chris.
That's all right. I like
Nick, have you got any idea?
Was it 10 years after?
No.
Is that when you think that they played 10 years after, or is that the
name of the band? No, that was the name of the band, Brooks.
All right.
or it could have been...
One for the kids, that was.
It could have been... oh, shit.
No, it weren't them.
No, sure?
Yeah.
They were there.
Oh, right.
Jefferson Airplane?
No.
I've got to give you 1 point.
Why?
Because... The Who and Jefferson Airplane. Jefferson Airplane should have headlined the Saturday night, but they were delayed because of the mud getting there. The weather was atrocious, and The Who had to step in, but then Jefferson Airplane got there just in time, and they both headlined together. So I'm going to give you a point there, Nick.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, fair enough, I didn't know.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful.
So Chris got that one wrong. So we go to Nick's own question. Nick, moon landings. July the 20th, 1969. Which Apollo mission was it?
11.
Correct. Well done. Perfect score there. Well done.
Yeah, I knew that as well.
Okay. Right, Chris, your time to get catch up now.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You ready then?
Yep.
1965. Oh, do you remember the Monkees?
I do.
Well, the Monkees had a hit with I'm a Believer.
Yes.
Do you remember that song?
I do.
Who wrote that song?
Crikey.
I know.
Do you?
Really? Somebody very, very famous.
Elvis Presley. No idea.
Do you know what? You're in the right ballpark. It wasn't him, but we're going to go over to Nick again.
Was it Glen Campbell?
No.
Oh.
I'm afraid you're both going to lose point on there, but never mind. The answer was Neil Diamond.
Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Wow.
I did know that, actually.
No,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did know that.
Okay, right. Number six. Now we're over to you, Nick. This is your question. Which two fruits are in the title of a 1967 Pink Floyd song?
Oh, God.
Arnold Lane.
That's not fruits.
That's not fruit.
In the title...
Yeah, which two fruits are in the title of a 1967 Pink Floyd song?
No, I don't know.
I haven't got a clue.
Chris?
No, sorry, I can't answer that.
Okay, it was apples and oranges.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Christ.
Right, okay, Chris.
Yes.
Back to you. Right, Deep back. Purple.
Yes.
Deep Purple were founded in... what year and who was in the group?
What year was Deep Purple formed? I'll say 69.
It was 68.
Oh.
But come on, I'll give you a point. If you can tell me who was in the band when they originally were founded. Their first album was 69, by the way.
Yes.
So you were very close.
Oh, who was it? Gilmore? No, that's Pink Floyd. No. No, I can't. No.
You know some of the people in Deep Purple. I just know you do.
Ritchie Blackmore.
Yeah, that's one, yeah.
Is that a point, then?
Yeah, well, you've got to get two more.
Bit of a point, yeah.
Bit of a point. Go on. Can you show me another one? Who was the keyboard player?
Was it Gillan? Dave Gillan?
No.
Keyboard player? Richard Blackmore.
He used to live up the road from me, actually. In Leicester.
Pass.
John Lord. I'm going to be generous. I'm going to give you a point, Chris, because you were going for it then. I really appreciate that.
Right,
we're going on to film now, Nick. You ready?
Okay.
The Magnificent Seven. You know the film?
Yeah, I'm handsome.
The Magnificent Seven is based on what Japanese film? I'm going to give you a choice.
No, it's The Seven Samurai.
Oh, I was going to give you a multiple choice, but well done, 2 points. Woohoo!
I've got a towel here. Can I throw it in?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah.
No. You might get this one. Come on, Chris.
All right, I'm ready.
Come on, don't give up.
I won't.
Right, come on then. In which year, Chris,
was
the Great Train Robbery?
64.
So close. Nick, do you know for one point?
August Bank Holiday 63.
Correct. Oh, one clever point. Clubs. Well done.
Clever clubs. I'm gonna
ask you both to discuss this part B of this question. You can have this as a conversation between the pair of you. What was the name of the bridge where they were held up? Do any of you know, just out of curiosity?
Nope.
It's got a number.
It's got a name.
I don't think I know. I didn't know that it got a name.
No, right. I didn't when I was researching.
Hang on,
it.
Hang on. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
No, not another point.
Yes.
River Kwai. No.
River Kwai.
Oh, shit. I know when you say it, when you say it.
Well, it's called the Bridego Bridge.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
No.
No, I didn't know that.
But you've got like a bit of a penchant for that, haven't you?
I think you
have. A penchant, a bit of an interest in it.
Interest in the train robbery, yeah.
Yeah. Okay then, Nick, it's your question then. Are you ready?
Yep.
Beatles.
Oh.
Which Beatles album was released in 1967?
Pepper.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Correct. 2 points.
A point of honour. Can you name any of the... point of honour. He's getting all the easy ones.
I say because you're a Beatles connoisseur.
Well, Chris, for a bonus point, can you name any of the tracks on that album?
Of, what is it? What did you say? Which one? Sergeant Pepper.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite is on there. A Day in the Life is in there.
It is.
Yeah, two at least two there. There you go.
Rita.
Yes, well done. Rita's on there as well. Well done. Yeah, great, I'm going to give you a bonus point for that, Chris. Well done.
Thank you.
And Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
And reprise of it as well.
Yeah. All together now. Right, okay. Yeah. Right, Chris, are you ready?
Yeah.
It's sport now. How are you on sport?
Depends on the question, really.
Okay. Who did Muhammad Ali knock out with his phantom punch in 1965?
Henry Cooper.
Hang on, I'm going to give you a multiple choice.
Oh, thanks. Right.
Was it Floyd Patterson, Sugar Ray Robinson, Emile Griffiths or Sonny Liston?
Good grief.
I know that.
Do you really?
Get ready then, Nicky, to answer if he gets it wrong.
The first one you mentioned.
Floyd Patterson?
Yes.
Is that your final
answer? That's my final answer.
Okay, I'm so sorry. it's incorrect. Oh. So we're going to go over to Nick and see if he can get that bonus point. Nick.
It was Sonny Liston.
It was. Well done.
Losing this.
Okay, the score so far
is... don't bother.
Okay.
Come on, stay with us. Chris.
Okay, so, Nick, it's your question then.
Hey, what the scores first? Do you hear it?
Oh, you want the scores?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right, score on 4, Chris. And Nick... He's on 11.
Whoa.
This is a fix.
A trouncing would be the word I'm looking for.
A damn good trouncing.
Because I've got a tiebreaker question and I was hoping I'd have to use it.
Well, you can chuck that in at the end anyway. Go on.
Oh, all right. Okay. So, number 12, the question is, Nick, what was the Beatles' biggest selling number one in the 60s?
In your own time.
I'm thinking.
Right. Wonder what that smells.
She loves ya.
It was 2 points. God. Correct. Well done. Good gracious. Well done.
Well, I knew that as well.
So, final scores are...
Are you sure you know that?
I want a Stewart's complaint here.
A Stewart's inquiry.
Yeah.
Well, bless you. Bless you.
That's all right. I accept your blessings.
So I'm afraid the final score is...
No, don't bother.
Nick, 30. But here we go. For a bit of fun then, let's have the tiebreaker. And whoever gets it can get 2 points. Ooh. All right?
It's worth it then.
It's about the train robbery again.
Oh, God. You were one of the robbers, weren't you, Nick?
So are you ready?
I fantasize over will. Things like that.
All right, yeah.
Are you ready then, Nick? Are you ready then, Chris? It's a big numerical answer, and it's the nearest number wins the points. Tiebreaker. Great Train robber Ronnie Biggs finally returned to the UK in 2021. How many days had he spent on the run?
Oh, stone me. I don't know. A long, long,
it's a ballpark answer, isn't it?
Long time.
You go first.
Chris?
No, Nick will go first. He's winning. Give us an idea. Come on, Nick.
It weren't far short of 50 years, I think.
Right, I'll say 49 then.
How many days, though?
Don't know.
I said 49.
49 no, days?
No, it's more than 49
you
days.
You just said it's about 50, so I guess 49.
No, years.
Oh, I years? Said,
years.
Really?
But Annie's asking days.
Yeah.
127.
Okay, thank you, Chris. What's your answer, Nick?
It's a lot more than that. Christ almighty, it's got to be something like 700.
Well, Nick, you are the nearest.
Yeah, I thought you might be.
So you have got the 2 points, which makes your final total 15. But the actual answer was, get ready for this, drum roll please, 13,068
days. Blimey. I'd rather not, Nick. If you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was on the run a long time, wasn't he?
He really was. Ended up in Norwich Prison.
Oh. Did he really?
Yeah, so that's where he died.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, in Norwich Prison.
And, wow. it's a good Pink Floyd track, On the Run.
Ah, it is.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon, yeah.
Oh.
Well, brilliant. So, congratulations, Nick. You are the winner of today's 60s quiz. And commiserations, Chris. Your spirit and your willingness to answer were amazing.
Well, can I offer my very sincere congratulations to young Nicholas for that trouncing?
Thank you very much, Chris. I tell you what, I'll keep the trophy that you never got.
Yeah, okay.
I'll send you a picture of it, boys, so that you can see, and I'll superimpose Nick's face on it for you. and then if you're up for it, we'll do a 70s quiz, and you never know, your face, Nick, might be coming off it, and Chris's face will be wearing it instead.
Well,
congratulations, Nick. Well done.
I think we can do the 70s quiz in the next show.
Yeah, why not?
Mm. Oh, my goodness me. Okay, well, I'll see what I can do then in the time.
Okay.
Right, take care.
Thank you for now. We'll be in touch, as they say.
Take care, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Ali. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We've done the homework then. I was beaten.
You was thrashed.
I was indeed, yeah. Is that still working, that thing?
Yeah, thrashed within an inch of your life.
Thrashed within an inch of my life.
With an inch of your life, Ski.
I was beaten.
You were.
With a stick. As in John Cleese.
I didn't know the Pink Floyd track. I didn't know that at all.
No.
Did you?
No.
Or what album?
What album?
What was their first album?
Who, the album? The Beatles?
No.
Who?
Floyd. Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd's first album, wasn't it? Astronomy de Mine or something. Something weird.
Yeah, it was.
Mm. Relics. It was Relics.
Was that the first album?
I believe so. Could be wrong. I know it's weird.
Obscured by Clouds?
No, I think that was later.
Was it?
I think so.
Okay, I thought it was around about the same kind of period.
Because
the first one was with Mr. Barrett.
Yes.
But then Relics, is Sid Barrett on that?
I couldn't tell you, Nick. I'm afraid I'm not sure.
Right. Okay. Are you not sure, Christopher?
I'm not sure. I don't have the confidence to commit anymore. You've driven any ounce of enthusiasm out of me. I'm a has-been.
Well, don't let it bother you, Chris.
I try not.
No, don't get emotionally disturbed over it.
I try not to, Nick.
No, because you're far too good at what you're next going to do, which is the list.
Feeling rather down.
No, come on.
I don't know if I want to do the list.
Come on. Do the list.
What list?
Come on, the list that you've taken 2 weeks to do.
Oh, that list?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hang on. You have to wait. Oh, shall I find a year for you?
You can do. This Alan Fluff Freeman bit.
Well, it's not quite. I'm going to give you some headlines.
Oh, okay, headlines.
Right.
Good.
We're going to 1969, Nick.
Okie dokie.
Right. Did you know 1969, beginning of the Troubles in Northern Ireland? I suffer from those as well, actually.
Really?
The Troubles.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
In Northern Ireland?
No, it's a man thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. Did you know that Jimi Hendrix caused controversy on BBC One by extending his performance of Sunshine of Your Love beyond the allotted time?
I did know that.
I did know that as well.
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, he's a naughty boy. It was on the Lulu Show.
A little bit of a tinker. It was Lulu Show.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah, and he went right over the time limit. Very naughty boy, wasn't it? Did you know, 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono had their bed in for peace?
I remember the event, but I couldn't have told you the year.
Right. And also, did you know that 1969, the space hopper was introduced?
Was it really?
Yeah, that orange ball we could bounce about on.
Yeah. 69.
That?
69. Bloody hell, man.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, I've also got a top 10 here.
Okay.
Well, it's more than that, actually. It's a top 20.
Is this your top 10 or top 20?
My top 20.
Right.
So it might run similar to the top. But tunes I remember from 1969.
Okay.
Right? So are you going to perform the music for me?
I will do. We'll do the Alan Fluff Freeman.
That's the one. So you give me a few notes and then I'll start.
Okay. 3, 4. Do, 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 do.
Right, here we go then. The top 20 from 1969. At 20, My Way, Frank Sinatra. Number 19, Simon and Garfunkel, The Boxer. 18, Roy Orbison, Penny Arcade. At 17, Oh Bloody, Oh Blada, Marmalade. 16, Albatross, Fleetwood Mac. At 15, The Ballad of John and Yoko. Those were the Beatles. At 14, The Naughty Ones, Je T'aime, One Non Pleur, John Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg. Right. Number 13, a depressing one in the year 2525, Xavier and Evans. And at 12, I'll Never Fall in Love Again, Bobby Gentry. Number 11, it was those cartoons, Sugar Sugar, The Arches. Number 10, it was a great one, a bit of reggae, The Israelites, Desmond Decker and The Aces. At number 9 then, Thunderclap Newman, Something in the Air. Number 8, Dizzy Tommy Rome. Number 7, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Marvin Gaye. Number 6, I Can't Read It, Yes I Can, Where Do You Go To, My Lovely Peter Sarsted. 5, If Paradise Is Half As Nice, Amen Corner. And sitting at number 4, Blackberry Way, The Move. Right, top 3 time, Bad Mood Rising, Clinton's Career Water Revival. Number 2, Honky Tonk Women, The Rolling Stones. And at the top of the poll, you've got it. It was the Fab Four, it was the Beatles, and it was Get Back. There you go.
I do love when you do that. I laugh when you said it's a naughty one.
Oh, no, it was a naughty one.
Serge
Gainsbourg.
That's it.
Yeah, it was a naughty one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Bloody great, man.
Yeah, excellent.
Top draw.
Top draw.
Well, that's it, I think. Hopefully you've been bored shitless for the last X amount of minutes. I can't actually see how many
38 and 24 seconds.
38 minutes of total boredom and nonsense.
Well, there you go.
But it's been fun.
It certainly has.
Enjoyed it here in the studio.
Love the quiz, even though it's fixed.
It wasn't fixed. It wasn't fixed.
It was.
I slipped on the soap rack.
All right, that's what it was.
Have you enjoyed your evening in the studio, Kat?
Yeah, it's been great. I've enjoyed the chocolates and the Coke and everything. It's been really nice, thanks.
The Coke? I didn't see that.
That was earlier.
Oh, that was it. The credit card. Yeah, you got out of the credit card. Yeah. Okay, don't worry about it.
Right.
Moving on. Anyway, have you enjoyed your time, Chris?
No.
Oh, he's well upset, isn't he? He's well upset. He's sucking his thumb, stamping on the floor. Dear, oh dear. Hey, I don't know. Anyway, till next time, we're going to say goodnight. And this has been a Nick Elliott podcast. I've been Nick Elliott. And I'm going to say goodnight to Catriona.
Good night.
Good night to Chris Moore.
Oh, if I must. Good night.
He'll brighten, cheer up. He will. Cheer yourself up before we get back later on. For now, you stay safe and love everyone a lot. Keep listening.